Dvar Halacha, Monday night. Okay, this is maybe a little more cerebral than Nogea Lamaisa. So if by chance you have nothing to do and your MP3 music player is broken, your iPod, maybe you want to think about something. So you can think about this. There's a case in Halacha where a person does a Malacha. Let's say he throws a net into the river or ocean, and it can do two things. It could catch fish, which is a malacha on Shabbos, and that's kares, it's also misa, kares, and maybe you can save a tinok that fell in Nahar. You're saving someone's life. So the mechaber says, certainly you're allowed to do it if your intention is to save someone's life, and it doesn't matter that tzad imo dogim. It doesn't matter. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, kiven she'ena mechavein lazeh, because his intention is not to catch fish. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that he does hold. The Mishnah Berurah holds that if you would be mechavein for both, even though the action is mutter to do to save someone's life, because nefesh is doicha Shabbos, and it's the same action, but if his intention is to catch fish also, so it's usher, I'd say you're not allowed to be mechavan to catch fish. Even though the mice is mutter mitzad the pikuach nefesh, but by having intention to catch fish also, the Mishnah Berurah here says that that's usher. That's interesting to think about how an action could be mutter pikuach nefesh, but your intention of what your motive is could make a difference, even though betzim you're saving a life. Okay.